53 days, 6 hours, and 37 minutes. That's the record-breaking time it took our next guest to hike the full length of the Pacific Crest Trail. The trail is 2,660 miles long, spanning the distance between the borders of Mexico and Canada along the West Coast. And 23-year-old Joe McConaughey says running played a factor in his record-breaking time, but it was the help of his support team, three friends that followed his journey by car, that made the difference. Joining us from KUOW in Seattle is Joe McConaughey. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
And also with us is a member of Joe's crew, Jack Murphy. Jack, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for having me.
So, Joe, how are you feeling after this trek?
Tired is one way to put it, sore, but it's very nice to just be able to sit on a couch. I got my first doctor's appointment, and I had no major tears or no major breaks, which was pretty exciting, although my feet are still numb, so I'm waiting on that to finish out.
Well, and it took you 53 days, 6 hours, and 37 minutes to get from Mexico to Canada on this trail. Tell us about it. What was the most incredible part of it?
Oh, you can't nail me down for the most incredible part. It's so beautiful. I think my most picturesque place and the one that just sticks in my memory is the Palisades in the High Sierras. And you come down one of the biggest mountain passes on the trail into this just beautiful kind of valley. And you have, you know, mountain ridges going up 2,000, 3,000 feet on both sides of you. And there's these two just the most picturesque, beautiful lakes with a waterfall on the other side of them. And to get away from it, you know, you have to go down this really gnarly switchback. And it's just so remote and so beautiful and so picturesque.
I've heard from a friend who has done this hike as well that one of the interesting things is when you get to some of the interstates that cut through and you see this huge highway and you have to get by it before you get back into the wilderness.
Yeah. The funny thing is the difference between me and most other hikers is I had a great crew that kind of helped me out. And so they'd be waiting at those highways and, you know, with some food and some water. So it was kind of a reprieve to kind of see them and just hang out for a little bit and enjoy their company before getting back out on the trail. Although one of the jokes was I'd almost always get lost trying to leave the highway because it's not very well marked. So I'd always leave, come back 5 minutes later and realize that I needed directions from my crew because they usually would have driven past the trailhead.
Well, and I know that one of the things that happens to a lot of people who do this trail is that they don't make it all the way through. They have to give up. Maybe they get injured or something like that happens along the way. Jack Murphy, did you ever feel at any point that Joe was not going to make it?
There was a couple times we missed checkpoints and Joe had to camp out on the trail by himself. He didn't have a tent because we carried all of his food, his water, the tent, warm clothes. A couple times we missed checkpoints. Once in the High Sierras, and Joe had to spend 2 whole days on his own.
72 hours, I think, until I saw you guys.
Yeah.
And Joe, how much of it was you running, and how much was just hiking?
It was about 30 to 40%, maybe 45, but it's kind of hard to tell. I basically ran all the downhills and flats, and then when it would come to the uphills, you know, I'd kind of power hike those. And at times, too, it was also just impossible to run. You know, there was brush up to your knees, up to your waist. It would be covered in rocks. You'd be going over rivers. So it really just depended on the terrain.
And I guess a lot of people at this point in the conversation are wondering to themselves, why in the world would you do that?
Exactly.
So why?
So I did it in memory of my cousin who passed away about 2 years ago from neuroblastoma, which is a rare pediatric brain cancer. And I also, in his memory, raised money for this charity called Cancer Care, which helps with the financial and emotional impacts of cancer for families. So that was kind of like my big overarching motivation where, you know, I always felt like I was doing this tribute for Colin. And if I wasn't giving it my best, I wasn't doing it to my fullest. So that really pushed me a lot. And then we also had our eyes set on the speed record. So, you know, that would occasionally help me out, too, where I, you know, knew I wanted to hit a time or go for a certain speed. And, you know, I'd really push to hit those times.
Now, I know that one thing that I've heard from people who have done this is that you start to notice little things that you're carrying on your person. And in this case, a friend who did this was carrying an iPod and thought to himself at the end of the trail, why in the world did I bring this along? It's so heavy after carrying it for so long. Was there something like that for you? Did you realize, why did I bring this along with me?
Luckily, I didn't have anything at the end that I realized there was absolute no use for it. One of the funny things was I camped out by myself probably you know, one out of every five nights. And, you know, a little about halfway through, I realized, like, I don't really need a sleeping pad. Like, I can just sleep on the ground. Like, if there are rocks, I'll just kind of deal with it. But I can usually find a spot where there aren't any.
Was there wildlife you had to worry about?
Yeah, there was a fair amount. Most people on the trail are hiking and going at a little slower paces. But I was kind of blazing through some of these sections, and they'd just turn a corner, and I'd almost jump over rattlesnakes, and I'd catch myself at the last second. And there were also a lot of bears that we saw that I got within 10, 15 feet of. Luckily, I didn't see any mountain lions. Those are the real, and rattlesnakes are the real danger on the trail. It was pretty spectacular.
So what was it like for you, Jack, to be on this trail alongside Joe?
It was awesome. It was a great way to see the trail. Driving through all these little mountain towns that, you know, we've never heard of before. And occasionally we would run with Joe, you know, just short, like 5-10 mile stretches. And running on the trail was just amazing. And it was cool also, we would do trail magic for all the other hikers that we passed, you know, give them granola bars, give them rides down to campsites. It was a really cool way to see the trail.
What did you eat, Joe?
So I basically ate on the hour. I'd have 2 or 3 big meals a day. I'd have breakfast, and I'd pretty much start out with 2 bagels with cream cheese and like 4 packets of oatmeal along with, you know.
Worried about carbs, I guess.
No, I was worried about calories. Yeah, I was just eating everything I could. And then, you know, I'd be eating on the hour while I was out on the trail, and I'd have mostly energy bars, you know, nuts, just stuff that would kind of sustain me through the day. And when I met with my crew midday, I might have, you know, a few peanut butter jelly sandwiches, some pudding cups, some blueberries, kind of whatever we had. And then by the end of the day, usually there'd be a bigger meal. And that's when I'd just go to town. I'd eat for an hour and a half before I got to bed. It was gross.
Would you do it again?
That is a great question. I would love to do something like this again. It is a huge investment, though. You know, there's a lot of injuries, and you got to keep yourself healthy while you're out on the trail. And it was a great experience, and I absolutely loved it. You know, if I was doing it again, I might want to go with a friend or take my time with a few buddies and maybe not do it for speed and just experience it a different kind of way. Although, you know, I'm definitely interested in starting to maybe pick up some ultra marathons or some long distance, you know, speed endeavors, because they are spectacular and they are fun.
How did it feel to get to the end and realize you had smashed the speed record?
It was wild. It was a very incredible, very odd emotional trip for me. I just traded off between laughing and crying for about an hour with my support crew there, and I just couldn't imagine, and you know, all the incredible amazing things that I'd seen and all the people I'd met. I was just taken aback and kind of had everything swimming through my mind, and I you know, was just so amazed that it was over.
Joe McConaughey, who completed the length of the Pacific Crest Trail from Mexico to Canada in the fastest time, and he was joined by Jack Murphy, who was on his crew following along in a car. A little easier, Jack, but thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And Robin, you know, I would love to hike the trail someday. I don't know about running it, though.
Well, and I'm thinking, you know, what about the Appalachian Trail on this side of the continent?
It's also yep. Very beautiful.
People
as
take
well.
That one, too.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.